כמו שזה מסכת תניא, כל מסבל על ירושלים, זכר ורואי ושמחוסה. סוף באבוסט, that is a kashan, the lashon of zeche v'roye, which is a lashon hoive, a lashon of present. What could have shein? Yiske, the year, not every person who is misabal al Yerushalayim, is zeche, all the deiris of many, all the deiris of Eden who were misabal al Yerushalayim, they weren't zeche to see this mechasa. Kom es aber in Schleim zeche und roye bis im Hasse. Ze bewusst gebschat von Chaim Volozhiner. Chaim Volozhiner said that he spoke about this deep in the Lashon of the Gemara. Chaim Volozhiner said that we find by Yankov Avinu when Yosef HaTzadik went missing, Yankov Avinu refused to be consoled, he refused to be misnachem. The Teva is that after a certain amount of time, the mace is nishkach me'alev. But the answer is the mace is nishkach me'alev. But Yisrael Tzadik was alive. And the Neva, Yankov Avinu, couldn't get a nechama on the patira of Yisrael Tzadik. Because he wasn't, because he Taka didn't pass away. So for Chaim Volozhin, that Klal Yisrael, all the Deiris are able to be misabel on the Chorban, is a simen that the Beis Hamikdash still exists. We don't see it here. But Be'etzem, the Neshama, the Metzias of the Beis Hamikdash is still around. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to sit Tisha B'Av and cry and be sad and say kinnis and think about it. I thought, Teva, Meis, Nishkach Me'alei, says the Chaim Volozhin. In the end, it passes on. His vice is that it's alive still. If somebody is misabal on Yerushalayim, so that's a sin in that by you it's alive. So zeicher v'roya b'simchasa is now. You're zeicher that you see the basic Mikdash is still kayim by you. It's still around. You may not see it physically. Ki'ir shechul b'layachta v'z Yerushalayim shalmala. That's what Chaim Volozhin said. That's a simen and a sibah that the Beis Hamikdash left lach. Michtam Eliyahu in Chelik Beis says something else, which is also a hagdorah of our avodah on Tisha B'Av. Afshar mi magdim, because he says b'kitzur nimrutz. Chazal darshened Parshas Truma, Dosa state, V'shachanti b'soy chom. Should have said, V'shachanti b'soy choy, that the Shechina is in the Beis Hamikdash in the Mishkan. State, V'shachanti b'soy chom, that the Shechina is in Klal Yisrael. V'shachanti b'soy choy lo inyama, V'shachanti b'soy chom. What that means is that the Iker HaShoas HaShechina is in a Yid. The Iker HaShoas HaShechina is Chal in every Yid Neshama, in every Yid heart. Shachanti b'soy chom. Ad kidei kach, that the Hashos Hashchina is in every Yid. The Chaim Volozhin says in Nefesh HaChaim, that the Gemara in Brachos, which says, the person doesn't know which direction to daven. So Yechaven Libo, Yerbeis Kodesh HaKadoshim, Shemim Ochaven to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So Chaim Volozhin, what shall Yechaven Libo, Yerbeis Kodesh HaKadoshim? Because the Kodesh HaKadoshim is in a person's heart. The Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's where the Kodesh HaKadoshim is. The Kodesh HaKadoshim starts with every Yid's heart. In a person's heart, the Levavi Mishkan Evan, every Yid's heart, there's the Mishkan. It's very interesting. The Goyim Yashir HaShirim says that the Pasuk in Parashas Truma, which says, Kol Nadiv Lev, the Pasuk Shad is a person has a good heart. A person has a Nadivistika Lev. The Goyim says in Shir HaShirim that Nadiv Lev means that since the Iker HaShoas HaShechina is in the heart of every Yid, Since the Ikar Ashras HaShchina is in the heart of every year, in the Lev, so in order to go build the Beis HaMikdash, which is the Klal, the communal Ashras HaShchina, that means the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan is nothing more than a Klaldika expression of the Ashras HaShchina that's in every year. Zakta Goyim, that Nidiv Lev doesn't mean that you have a Nidivus Dika Lev, you have a philanthropic heart. Nidiv Lev means that in order to build a Mishkan, you donate your heart. You donate the Hashros HaShchina that's in your heart. Nidiv Lev. What that means is that in order to build the Beis HaMikdash, in order to create the Hashros HaShchina, in order to create the Klolius Dika Hashros HaShchina and the Bria, every person has to access in their heart, their shaykhis to the Shechina, their Ashras HaShchina inside, and how you date that nidiv of giving the heart, of donating the heart, of contributing the heart, of accessing, expressing the Ashras HaShchina that's in every yid, that's how it's the skyim to the Shechanti B'Soicham. Yechaven libo in the base culture of Kedoshim, kol nidiv lev, the Shechina's in the heart. What does it mean practically that the Shechina is in our hearts? Atke dekach that the Ikar Ashras HaShchina is in our hearts. Atke dekach that the Goyim says that in order to build the Beis HaMikdash, a person has to donate his heart. So the Michtam Eliyahu over there in Chelek Bey says one word, that the Ashras HaShchina that's inside a person is the Hakara of the Eibishter that a person has. And he says that every person has inside of them a nitzos, a spark of Kedusha, of the Tzelem Elokim, of the Eibishter. And literally, the Eibishter is present in every person. And that presence of the Eibishter in every person is what creates the awareness and the cognizance and the hakora that is an Eibishter. And he continues and he says that when a person privately gets into a state of chet, and he says, miskar v'latumah, so the Shechina inside the person goes into galus, and he says it in an incredible lashon. And then there's a mechitza shebarzel mafsekes between the Eibishter and your ani, your me, your zich, your sense of self. What it means to say is that every person, be'etzim in the natural state, the Eibishter is part of our lives, part of our zich, part of ani. When I say something, when I do something, when I go somewhere, when I have a drive for something, the Eibishter is there, the Eibishter is present. Al yedei, a person has chatoim, tumah, what he calls, the Eibishter goes into galus. Inside the person, it's still there. The Eibishter never leaves a person. I saw brought down from the Sfasemes B'Shem B'Chidush Harim, Izeda. Chidush Harim said that that time we say Mokin Avram in davening from the Pasuk of Anuchi Mokin Lucha, the Pasuk in Dach Lucha. It's referring to Mokin Avram is that the Eibishter always protects the Nekuda of Avram Avinu inside every Yid. Mokin Avram, there's a chelek of a Yid that has Avram Avinu inside. Avram Avinu was Makir the Boyre. The Eibishter protects that Nekuda that it never goes away, but it can go into Galus. And the Eibishter can go into Galus inside a person, more than that. Before the Eibishter goes into Galus in the Bria, that he departs from the Beis HaMikdash, the Eibishter goes into a Galus and the person doesn't feel the Eibishter anymore. He's there, but he's in Galus. Mechitza, Shebarzel, Mafsekes, Bein HaShchina, Bein HaAni Shalom, that's the lashon of Michtam Eliyahu. The person doesn't feel it anymore, it's not part of his everyday life. So that's Golos. So Michtam Eliyahu is saying that the Hakara, that the Shechina that's in every Yid, the Shechanti B'Soichom, is the Hakara. And that Hakara is a result of the presence of the Eibishter in every person. The presence of the Eibishter in every person. About that. But there's also a practical understanding of what it means that the Eibishter inside of us allows us, is mechayev us, to have a hakara in the Eibishter. Rabbeinu Yehuda in Jari Tshuva, when he talks about charata, that a person has charata on an aveira, he says, quote, "V'hine aboyre yizborach nofach ba'api nishmas chayim chachmas lev v'toiv asechel la'kiroi u'liyir mufanov." They usually gave a neshama. What is the neshama? The neshama is chachmas lev. The lev is chacham. The toiva sechel has a gezunta, stark sechel. For what purpose? La'kiroi, to recognize him. U'liyir mufanov. And have yirshamayim. And that's the Iker Charata. The Iker Charata is that the Eibishter gave me a tool, an all-powerful tool, Lahakiroi, to recognize him, to live with the awareness. And what does that awareness cause? What's the Talata? What's supposed to be the Talata? The Yer Mivanov, Lahakiroi. Once a person lives with the Hakara, that is an Eibishter, then automatically the Tetzah, the derivative is Uliyer Mivanov, to have Yira. The Hakara in the Eibishter causes Yira. There's a Moyer de Gazach. It's going to get to Elul, but it's already on the horizon. It says in the Teichach of Zechariah, "As we see Yankov, Vavas we see Yitzchak, Vavas we see Avram Eskor." Rashi asks over there, we examine Chazal, why by Yitzchak it doesn't say Eskor? It says by Yankov, it says by Avram. Zechariah, we see Yankov, Vavas we see Avram Eskor. It doesn't say Eskor by Yitzchak. So Rashi, the Yitzchak Avinu doesn't need a schira. Yitzchak Avinu doesn't need to be remembered. Why not? Because Ephraim shall Yitzchak Munach Lefanov, the Ephra of Yitzchak Avinu, if not, it's the virtual Ephra of Yitzchak Avinu from the Akeda, is Munach Lefanov is in front of the Eibishter all the time. So the Eibishter doesn't have to remember Yitzchak Avinu. Yitzchak Avinu is remembered. What's the pshat on that? Staying in all the songs, Hasemes and the Tzaddik, we know the midah of Avram was Chesed. Midah of Yitzchak was Yira. Pachad Yitzchak. Yitzchak Avinu's relationship with the Eibishter was defined by Yira. Ate Gibor le'elam Hashem is Mogad Avram is Avram. Ate Gibor is Gvur is Yitzchak. Ate Kodesh is Yankiv. Says the Shasemes of Tzaddik Amori de Gezach. Yira means that we live with an awareness that there's an Eibishter. That's what Yira means. Yira means that a person lives that they're standing in front of the Eibishter. That's what Yira means. A person who has Yira, who puts themselves in front of the Eibishter doesn't need to remember them because they're always there. It's Mida Keneged Mida. The reason why Yitzchak Avinu doesn't need to be remembered, as opposed to Yankiv and Avraham Avinu, is because Yitzchak Avinu remembers the Eibishter, because that's Yira. Is a chazoy vayt that Yitzchak Avinu puts himself in front of the Eibishter, so he's in front of the Eibishter. So Yitzchak Avinu, Efresh Yitzchak Murach Hafanav, somewhere as Yir Shemayim doesn't need to be remembered, because Yir Shemayim means that one is makir in the Eibishter and one sees the standing in front of the Eibishter. The saying of the Bali Musa say that's the shot of the Dami and Rosh Hashanah that we say. At the Zecher Maisa in Zechernis, Ravoma speaks about this in the Zecher that in Zechernis of Rosh Hashanah, it looks like a steer of Minei Yevei, because we start off at the Zecher Maisa Elon, we say that the Eibishter knows everything, in Shikcha, Neged Kisei Kvoidecha, at the Zecher Maisa Kulam. And then we move over to the chelak of the psukim. The chelak of the psukim is the lashon of rachamim. Bahava zechat as noyach b'chul. It's two different zechiras. One zechira means you know everything, and the other zechira is the rachamim that you're going to have at everybody. It looks like a run-on in one paragraph of two different things. There's no shakas to each other. Rav Volpe says, and the other Rav wants to say that that's the shat. When a person recognizes that the Eibishter knows everything, essentially, a person is placing themselves in front of the Eibishter. You're saying, I'm in front of you. I think I've always said a lot, if you're in front of the Eibishter, then you're in front of the Eibishter. He'll already take care of you. So the Zechira of Rachamim, which is the Psukim of Zechernis, is a Tevata of Ata Zecher. When a person puts themselves in front of the Eibishter, they're in front of the Eibishter. So the year of Pachad of Yitzhak Avinu brings to the fact that the Eibishter remembers him. That's a Tolota. That means Yira means that a person is makir in the Eibishter, and that according to the Eibishter causes Yira, and that Yira causes the rachamim of the greatness that a person puts himself in front of the Eibishter, so you're remembered, quote unquote, by the Eibishter. Tazok the Beinu Yena Chachmas Leiv the Teva Sechel Hakiroi Uliyir Mofanav. The neshama in a person, the das of the neshama. We said it last year also that Rashi in Brashia says that Nasa Adam Bitzal Meinu Kidnu Seinu. The Eibishter says we're going to give a human being a tzalam elokim. We're going to give him a chelak elokim imal. We're going to give him the neshama. So Rashi, what's the purpose of the neshama? Lahavin ulaaskil. The purpose of the neshama of Rashi and Brashis is lahavin ulaskil, to have das for what? To use the das for what? Zakabediyin of Hakira, the Yamafana, that means the tzelem elikim, the chelik of Akari Mal, the spark of getlichkeit, of godliness that's in every person. Man de nafach midilei nafach. What was it given for? Says Rashi, lahavin ulaskil. For what purpose? To understand what? To know what? The answer is lahakiroi, to use the seichel to recognize that there's an Eibishter, and not that it should be just an intellectual exercise. Well, the year we fun of, that should interpret itself, that should turn itself into a practical year, that a person lives their lives in the shadow of a Kodesh Baruch Hu in front of the Eibishter. That's the purpose. Rabbi Yochum brings down, in the end of Chedek Gimel, Das Chachum Musa, brings down this Arania, you know, and he adds on to it. It means a Rashi and Rosh Chama in this week's parasha. It means that Rashi brings a Sifri on the Pasuk V'hoi Adrom Eil Asher Anechi B'tzavcha Yerim Aldu V'vecho. So Rashi, Ma'wa Avo, V'hafto, then V'hoyu. V'hoyu Advor Me'ela, Shebi Toich Kach, from the Dvorim Ho'ela, Ata Makir B'Kadosh Baruch Hu, U'mizdabik B'drofov. Says Rabbi Yochum, Harelanu Chiddush Iker Gadol Shetachlis Nesinas HaTorah, the Dvorim, he racked the hacker as a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hay advar ma'el ha'shanech v'tzav chayev al levavecha. And what does the levavecha mean? What does it mean on your hearts? Says Rashi, atam makir b'Kodesh Baruch Hu. Al levavecha means you get to a level that your heart, your emotions, your ritzayness, your makir that is an Eibishter. And the Rebbe Yehuda adds on, uli yirum b'vanav. So Avada Avada, where it says in Mechtav Yehuda that the presence of the Eibishter inside a person, Avada, what causes the Hakor in the Eibishter. How do every year who has a Lachluchis left, and every year still has something left, every year feels that there's an Eibishter. Every year feels there's an Eibishter. That's why we have guilt trips on Averis. It's not just because of Chinuch. It's because of the Shechina that's inside of every year. We're marking that there's an Eibishter. Is that Avada true? But the other level of the Hakor is because the Neshama, which is the Chelek Elokam Imal, was put into a person only for one purpose, and that is to be Makir. Lakiroi, Liyar Mifanov. V'hoi Advor Ma'el Asher Nechi Mitzavach Hayyim Alev Vecha Shemitoich Kach Atel Makir Ba'akar Vohu Mizdavik Midrochov. That's the whole Tachlis. The Gemara says that, in Brachos Daf Lamed Gimel, Kol Mi She'esh Bo Ideya Kilu Nivneh Beis HaMikdash B'Yamav. Anybody has seichel, it's as if the Beis HaMikdash was rebuilt. Gemara brings a drasha, Kel Deis Hashem. It says the Shem Hashem by Das, and it says the Shem Hashem twice by the Mikdash. Hashem, Mikdash, Hashem. Kol Mi She'esh Bo Ideya Kilu Nivneh Beis HaMikdash B'Yamav. So the Maral and Sefer Netzach Yisrael speaks about it. Das is the spark of the Neshama. Das is the Neshama, the voice of reason inside of us, the voice of Sefer inside of us, is the Neshama Kedosha. L'Havin Elaskel, like Rashi says. But if this Rabbeinu Yehuda, it's more than that. Kol Mi She'esh Bo Ideya, anybody who lives with Das, which means the Neshama, because Das comes from the Neshama, L'Havin Elaskel. So then the das of the neshama is used like kiroi in the Yerbifon. The das of the neshama is used like kiroi. What's the das for? what do we have love and ask for? What do we have sefer for? The purpose of the das is that a person should be makir, that is an ebrishta, in a real way, not in a sefer way, in the heart. Well, the yira in front of. Yira is something in the heart. Yira is not in the brain. Yira is a zach in the leiv. It's a first pasuk. I borrowed. Hayori is dvar Hashem. Yer Shemayim took in the animals. Vasha lois sol libo, and those that didn't connect their hearts. They didn't connect their, they weren't mechaber their hearts to their brains. They didn't have Yer Shemayim. Lois sol leiv. Yer is a function not of the brain. Yer is a function of the heart. Lakio, it means in my brain. But then the year we followed means it went down to the heart. We had data hayyem vashivoy sol levecho. Means that das, the seichel of the neshama, became a dominant force in their lives. That's called rebuilding the Beis Hamikdash, because that brings the Shekhinah back into the person privately. That brings the Shekhinah back into the person's reality. That brings the Shekhinah back into the person's lamaisa. That's what it means. Because in the heart of a person is the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in the heart of the person lies the Hakara that is an Eishon. That's the Shekhinah inside every person. That's the articulation, that's the expression of the Shekhinah inside every person. Yichaven libo el beis kotzer gadoshim. That's about what the goyim meant to say when the goyim says kol nediv leiv. That if you want to build a mishkan, donate your heart. Find the shechina inside of you. Find where it's in your heart. Find where it's in your reality. Shlomo Melech davened before the beis hamikdash v'hochein levovo melecha. Their hearts should be ready. They should be makir, and then they'll get to Europe. I was in Sayer just today. We say yirotzu v'fanach Hashem elokeinu. He born a base of Mikdash. The same volcano deserves that. Vishon Navot Chabira. He should have said Vishon Navot Chabira after the base of Mikdash. He was a Navot. He born a base of Vishon Navot Chabira. The same volcano deserves that. Well, the feed is Rashi, it's Hainu Hach. There are two things in the Bria that bring to Hakara Savoyri. This is the base of Mikdash. Because the base of Mikdash, a Yid came to the base of Mikdash and he was Makir that is a Boyri. He saw the Shekhinah, he saw the Asor Nisim. And Torah is mitoich kach at the makir b'kodesh Baruch Hu. Vishom Navot Chabira, with the combination of the Beis Hamikdash with Torah, with the Hoya Advarim Eil Asher Anichi Nitzav Chayim Al Devovecha, Vishom Navot Chabira, it's not possible the two things. Not possible Beis Hamikdash without Torah, not possible Torah without the Beis Hamikdash. Then, with both of them, with the tachlis of both of them is the hakor in the Boirei. The Tetzav, that is Vishon Navot Chabira, then a person gets to Yira. And Yira means that practically it's part of my life, practically it's part of my reality. That's the pshat. Says Michtam Eliyo, called this Abel HaYerushalayim, Zeicha V'Roibus and Chosel. Something Michtam Eliyo, that the Iker Avelos, better said, the Iker Chorban doesn't start with the Beis Hamikdash. The Iker Chorban starts with us. The same way the Goyim says that the Iker Hashoras Hashkina starts from the Nediv Leiv, it starts from our hearts, from the Eibishter being a reality, from being a presence in our lives. So the Chorban starts from the Eibishter not being a presence in our life. Kol Misabel Yerushalayim Bechlal doesn't mean that you're Misabel on the binyan of the Beis Hamikdash. That's the end. Misabel Yerushalayim means you're Misabel on the Chorban inside of you. Kol Misabel Yerushalayim means that a person is Misabel on the Chorban of the Vashachanti B'Soicham. Kol Misabel Yerushalayim means that a person is sad that the Eibishter moved on from his life because he didn't feel comfortable there. Kol Misabel Yerushalayim means that a person is not holding by Makivoy and Yira. Eibishter is an idea. It's a spark. It's something which exists. But there's a Bechitza Shabarzo, which is Mafsik, Beinoi, Beina Ani, and the Eibishter's presence. Kol Misabel Yerushalayim says Michtam Eliyahu that if you miss Abel about the Eibishter moving on in your life, you have to sorrow about it, you miss it, you want it, you feel a vacuum, you feel a void. Zeuche v'roi v'zum chassoi, you'll be able to be markish b'shas maisa at the simcha of the coming back. That year. You might not be zeuche to see the binyan of the Beis HaMikdash, for that requires all of Klal Yisrael. But the Shechina inside of you, you can be zeuche right now. And he says that the fact that the Lashon of the Gemara says zeuche v'roi, which means present right now, that's a right, and we're not talking about the binyan, we're talking about the Shechina inside of you, and that a person could be margish the simcha in the middle of Tisha B'av, that he was able in Yerushalayim, that the Eivishter moved out of his reality, the Eivishter moved out of his Yishon Navotcha B'yira, and he brought it back. Because the reason why he left is because there's a lack of Lakiwa that you're in front of. And Misabal in Yerushalayim means Makiwa in our private lives. I'll call Mishi Eish B'yidei Akilu Nivin Eish B'yidosh B'yomov. And when a person does that, a person is reconnected to Hashem Baruch Hu. Bichtav Meir says a Meir de Gazach. He says a new understanding in the famous Gemara. Chazal said that Atem Bechisim Bechiyah Shechinam B'shas the Chet of the Meragnim, which is Lel Tisha B'Av. Atem Bechisim Bechiyah Shechinam is and Yekva Lachem Kfir. You cry at night for no reasons. So you'll cry on Tisha B'Av all the days. Says Bichtav Melio, the Fizeh, the Pshad is, wasn't Sam Bechiyah Bechiyah. The Bechiyah Shechinam was a lack of bitachon. A lack of bitachon means that the Eivishter is not part of your life. Lack of bitachon means a lack of dveikus in the Eivishter, because the Eivishter is not part of your reality. You make chesedim and worries and fears and anxieties and questions and stakes, because the Eivishter is not part of your reality. He left your reality. So a bechiyah of a lack of bitachon is a bechiyah of detachment. It's a bechiyah of disconnection. And the ekvalach and bechiyah shel deiros, you'll have to cry, and the crying of the deiros will be a crying of reconnecting, of bringing back the Eivishter to reality, of lakira liyor mufanov, of bringing back the Eivishter to a real way, that it's part of your life, that the Eivishter is there. And he plays a real, and you stand in front of him, and maybe we have yira. The Iker expression of the presence of the Eivishter in a person's life is Yirah Shamayim. That's the Iker expression. The Iker expression of the Eivishter in a person's life is Yirah Shamayim. That's the Iker expression. Because when a person lives with a Lakiroi, that the Eivishter is a real Mitzias in my life, and I live our lives in the shadow of the Eivishter, in front of him, like Yitzhak Avinu, so then the automatic result is the Yerba Fanov. And the Avelus on Yerushalayim is on this Rabbeinu Yoina of V'shachanti B'Soichom. The V'shachanti B'Soichom is our own private year, our own private Edivlev, our own private Hakara that we stand. What's that? He came to this mission. He came to this mission. First he goes to the Kaisel. The person says, oh, there's also Shechina. Here the Shechina is. I'm standing in front of the Shechina. First he goes to the Kaisel. Anybody has a Shtikal HaGosha. He speaks less Lashon Hara. Yeah. But that's the Metzias of every Yid. That's the Metzias of every we are. The Yisrael of Medev Kachatan HaKiroi will hear and be fond of. And the Churban begins when the Eivishter moves on for a person's life. Mechitza, Shabbazel, Masekes, Ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lebein HaAni Shaloi. It's not part of my life. It's not part of what I do. It's not part of what I think. It's not part of what I say. That's already Golos. And Kol Yerushalayim, a person has the Yechaydus on Tisha B'Av by accessing the Nediv Leib, by accessing the Yechavan Liba Lebez Kotcher Kadoshim, by bringing it back. That we can do. We can't rebuild the Bez Mikdash, that the Eivishter will do. But we can rebuild the Bolavavi Mishkan Evna by rededicating our lives to live a life of Lakiroi Liyur Mufanov, which makes the Eivishter present in our lives. That means Ashraz Hashkina is there. Komi Sheyesh Boideya Kiyilu Niv the Mesa Mikdash V'yomov. And that's the Bechiyah of the Doros, which is connected a Tikkun for the Bechiyah Shechinam, a Bechiyah of reconnecting. And then a person could be Zeuche V'roi, a person could be Zeuche to see it. There's a Meir de Gazach that Rabbi brings down. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that David HaMelech, Hashem Imoy, the Eivishter was with him. What does Hashem Imoy mean? What does the Eivishter is with him? Says the Gemara, interesting nafkamina. Halacha k'moyse b'chol malkum, the halacha is like him. Hashem Imoy, Halacha Kamoisim Mechomoker. What does that do with Hashem Imoy? David is with him. Why is that a reason why we pass him like David HaMelech all the time? So he says, Amori Pekazach, he's miraculous to it. The Gemara says a few blocks later in Sanhedrin that David Vachi Teufel, they had many, many Chakiras and many Haravinas. They never got to a Maskana. Sukkah Shmaitz Adi Bebehelvosa. They never got to a Maskana. Sukkah Shmaitz Adi Bebehelvosa, they didn't get to. Why not? Because Sayyid Hashem, the array of Sayyid Hashem, the secret of Rotson Habayre, what the Eivishter really wants, which is what Halacha Lamaisa means, the array of only the array. And they didn't have Yer Shemayim, says the Gemara there, why not? Because Bochul Diva Boy, because Bochul wants the heart. They didn't have Yer Shemayim, their hearts weren't with it. Their heads they knew, but their bodies weren't. And since their hearts weren't with it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Liba Boy, so Sayyid Hashem the Yirei of means that the Eivish only gives over the secret to Yer Shemayim. They didn't have Yer Shemayim because their hearts weren't into it. So they didn't get Halacha L'maisa. So what does it mean? The Dabar HaMelech Halacha K'maisa Hashem Imoy. Very simple. Hashem Imoy means he lives with the Eivish. If he lives with the Eivish, he's Yirei of. The two things are inseparable. It's not possible for a person to live with the Eivish and not have Yer Shemayim. So Hashem Imoy, Chazal said, means Halacha K'maisa B'chol Makor. He got to Halacha L'maisa. He got to Soyid Hashem Yirei. He knows what the Eivish wants. So David HaMelech says something he knows, because he's Yireyev. Why is he Yireyev? Because Hashem Yimri is with the Eivish. It means a person can live two lives. You got two people on Beis Medrash, and one is Hashem Imoy. One lives with the Eivish, and the one who lives with the Eivish, Imoy, gets to say Hashem Yireyev, because that's Lakiro Yireyev of Anav. And then he knows what the Eivish's Ratzin is. Halacha K'maisa B'chol Makor. And afuki that, the person could be also be a Muridika Gumbel, Muridika Taira, but the heart's not there. So you don't get to say the Shemi Rev, it's not Shemi, but the Eivish is not part of the regular life. It's not part of, and then a person doesn't know, a person wanders around, and a person's lost, and a person's confused, and a person doesn't have clarity. Because it's not Shemi, but it's not Shalacha Kumoyz Kuhamakum, because the Eivish is not a real force in life. And Tisha B'Av is a day when there's an opportunity to bring it back. The etzim tsar that we're confused, and the etzim tsar that we don't have a sukkah shmaitz of libet derochos, and the etzim tsar that we don't know exactly what Ratzon Hashem is, because we're lacking soyid Hashem the Yireya, we're lacking Hashem Imoy, we're lacking that clarity, we're lacking that dveikus. And Tisha B'Av stated that there's a school of called Mis'avala Yerushalayim, Zeichav Rav B'Simchasa. That a person who's Mis'avala on that, a person is missing, I'm missing the Eivish in my life. As a practical zachar, called Mishiyesh Boi Dei, I'm missing the lahakiroi. I'm missing what Rashi says in this week's parasha, Mitoich Kach Atamakir Bakavad Ruch. I'm missing that part, I have the Torah, but I don't have the Mitoich Kach Atamakir. A person is Misabla, a person has tzar about it. Zechem Rav Mizuchasa, that alone brings it back. All you need is that the Eivish does want it. All you need is that the Eivish does want it. That's all a person is. I want the Eivish to back. I want to have that akar. I want to have that yira. I want to live with that yira shemayim, that to think what I do, and to think what I talk, and to think what I think. I want to live with that cognizance. I want to live with that shemisa shalom negi tamid. The shichnei tidyushu, all a person has to do is want the Eivish. The Gemara says that the makar for zechel v'chorben. Marosh Hashanah. How do you make a Zechel of Horban? Tzion he ain't doyrishma, mikal de boy drisha. Tzion needs searching. Why does Tzion need searching out? Because the Pasuk says, the Shech may figure through the Eivish that doesn't come if you don't want him. The Eivish that doesn't come if you don't miss him. The Shech may figure through, you have to want the Eivish though. Even though the basic figure is called the basic Mechira, even though the Navi chose it. Says the Sifri, but you have to first want him to come. And everything that we have Zechel Hamikdash is Tzion He Ein Dervish Lo Mikal De Bo Yidrisha. You have to Lashich, you have to want the Eivish. You want the Eivish that he comes back. So even though maybe we're not yet Zechel HaLevai Yirut to see the Binyan Beis Hamikdash in its physical sense, but the Lubavavi Mishkan Efna we can rebuild on Mishkan on Tisha B'Av. And that everybody gives their heart. Everybody rebuilds their Lubavi. Everybody rebuilds their Nediv Leiv. Everybody accesses Kodesh HaKadosh, that it's in your heart. We do our part for Shechanti B'Soichoi, we'll be Zeichoi, the car of Mamish to the Shechanti B'Soichoi.